بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد we humbly request those brothers who are outside of the masjid please come into the masjid program is about to commence inshallah alhamdulillah Allah Ta'ala has brought us here into this beautiful wonderful environment an environment of iman environment of islam tazkiyah First and most important thing is for us to correct our intentions. There are different intentions a person makes. Some people make intentions. You just come in to hear something. Let us see what these people are saying. So according to a person's intention, so will a person receive. Some people's intention is for thawab. Alhamdulillah, to sit in a gathering of deen is for thawab. A person will get thawab. But he will only get what intention he makes. But the actual object of coming for these gatherings, and for any bayan a person sits is for his islah and reformation. Then how can I listen and benefit and I can change, bring some change in my life? And some people come to criticize, that's the only object of theirs. So that's what their person will acquire and what a person will get. So first and most important thing is to correct our intention. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Secondly, we are all of us sitting in the masjid. So if you made intention for i'tikaf, then it's 1-2 hours we are sitting in the masjid, you will get the reward of i'tikaf. So whenever we enter the masjid, always make the intention of i'tikaf as well. Alhamdulillah, from yesterday we were doing the different branches of deen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kaffah. O people of Iman, enter into Islam completely and do not follow the footsteps of shaytan, he is your open enemy. This verse commands us to enter into complete Islam. This means we should accept every law and adopt it practically. By adopting any other path, we will be following in the path of shaytan. Islam refers to a complete way of life, which has been mentioned in the Quran and Sunnah. This includes our aqaid, our beliefs, ibadat, forms of worship, muamalat, our monetary dealings, muasharat, social etiquette, and akhlaq, character. When all of these are found in a person, his Islam will be complete. So alhamdulillah, whether from yesterday, three of them were discussed in detail. Aqaid was discussed, then ibadat this morning, and after Zuhur Salah, muamalat, and now we will discuss about muasharat. That is our social etiquette. We do not live individually but in a society where we interact with others at all times. Islam has explained to us how a person must live with others. The rights of parents, the rights of children, spouses, neighbors, in-laws, family members, teachers, students, friends, etc. have all been explained. It is necessary for every person to find out the rights of others on him. He must then endeavor to fulfill the rights of all concerned. Islamic social life is based on the following important principles. Number one, not causing harm to others. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a complete believer is he who other Muslims are saved from his hands and tongue. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the blood, the honor and property of a Muslim are sacred to another Muslim. This means that a Muslim should not cause the slightest difficulty, inconvenience, harm, displeasure and ill feeling to another fellow being. Because a Muslim generally interacts with other Muslims, the word Muslim is used in this hadith. Otherwise, a Muslim should make an intention and endeavor not to cause any difficulty whatsoever to Muslims, non-Muslims, animals and even the environment. So this is the first principle. Do not cause harm to others. Number two, fulfillment of rights. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every one of you is a guardian and each one of you is answerable for his flock. The leader is a guardian and is answerable for his flock, those under him. The man is a guardian over his family, he is answerable for his flock. The woman is a guardian over her husband's house and is answerable for her flock. The servant is a guardian over his master's wealth and is answerable for his flock. So each one of you is a guardian and each one of you is answerable for his flock. Means we have to fulfill the right. Look, we'll be questioned regarding this on the day of Qiyamah. In the whole world today, people are fighting for their rights. Islam teaches us to endeavor to fulfill the rights of others, as each person will be questioned about these on the day of Qiyamah. As for one's own rights, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there will be acts of discrimination in other matters, which you will dislike after I depart from this world. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked, what do you order us to do, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He replied, fulfill your duties and ask Allah Ta'ala for your rights. So make sure you fulfill your duties, and if your rights are not being fulfilled, then you ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for your rights. Number 3, foregoing of one's rights and forgiveness. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, whoever gives up telling lies in support of a false claim, a palace will be built for him on the outskirts of Jannah. Whoever gives up argumentation when he is in the right, a palace will be built for him in the middle of Jannah. You are fighting, you are having an argument, but you give up the argument even though you are right, one palace will be built in the middle of Jannah. And whoever has good behavior, a palace will be built for him in the highest levels of Jannah. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no charity ever decreased any wealth. No person pardoned another without Allah Ta'ala increasing him in honor. And no person humbled himself for the sake of Allah Ta'ala without Allah Ta'ala elevating him. Number 4, to honor and serve one another. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no youngster shows respect to an old man because of his age without Allah Ta'ala appointing someone to show respect to him when he becomes old. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, beware of suspicion because it is the worst of lies. Do not eavesdrop, do not spy on each other, do not compete against each other in matters of the dunya, do not be jealous of each other, do not bear malice towards each other, and do not turn away from each other. O servants of Allah, remain like brothers as Allah has commanded you. A Muslim is a brother to another Muslim. He neither wrongs him, abandons helping him, nor belittles him. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, taqwa is here. And 3 times he pointed to his chest. He said it 3 times. It is sufficient as a sin to despise one's Muslim brother. Everything belonging to a Muslim is unlawful to another Muslim. His life, his honor and his wealth. Allah does not look at your bodies nor your appearances. Rather Allah looks at your hearts and your deeds. Allah does not look at your bodies and your appearances. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at your hearts and your deeds, your amal. Simplicity. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, simplicity is part of iman, simplicity is part of iman. When a person adopts simplicity, it becomes easier to fulfill the rights of others, and one is saved from evil eyes, from jealous eyes. Simplicity should be adopted in our dressing, in our homes, in our vehicles, in our marriages and funerals. This is part of social etiquette. Number 6, humility. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the person who has an atom's weight of pride in his heart will not enter Jannah. The person asked, a man likes that his clothing be beautiful and his shoes be beautiful. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Allah is beautiful and Allah loves beauty. Pride refers to opposing the truth and looking down upon people. Haji Imradullah rahmatullahi used to say that only by humility will unity be created. Only with humility, by humility will unity be created. As long as pride is existent, there will always be fight and disunity, especially in our homes. We see husband and wife, if there's pride for one side, then definitely this will lead to fight. One day is humility, then unity will be created also in our own homes. And last point is abstaining from the ways of the disbelievers. Allah Ta'ala states, لا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار. Do not incline to those who oppress, otherwise the fire will touch you. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever imitates a nation is regarded amongst them. In every aspect, Islam has its own system and part of life and way of life. We should endeavor to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and our pious predecessors in all our actions. For this, we can study the kitab Adabul Mu'asharat of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi. When many of these teachings have been explained, how must a person love, the etiquette, etc. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to practice on the whole of Islam. Ameen.